120 Chinese consumers and more than 1,209 international real estate agents were surveyed by Jiuai.com on the topic of Chinese New Year, international travel and property buying. The results were staggering for Australian property sellers, which we'll tell you about in just a moment. Gavin Norris is the head of Australia for Jiuai.com and has over 15 years' experience in Australian and international property and infrastructure investments and development. Jiuai.com sent inquiries on property valued at, listen to this, Australian $45.6 billion to Australian property marketers in 2015, more than any other single source. These guys know what they're talking about. They know what the Chinese buyers are doing. And Gavin joins you. Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, Kevin. Happy Chinese New Year.
And happy Chinese New Year to you too. Thank you very much. And that's a staggering figure, $45.6 billion. Is that a surprise to you as well?
Yeah, not really. And the number's growing.
Wow.
So we're expecting strong growth, I think, even over the medium term, despite all the measures you hear, controlling capital, et cetera, and you know, stamp duty, et cetera, going up. So we see that number increasing off the back of, obviously, the wealth scale of middle class in China.
Mm. How would you class Australian property in the eyes of, say, the Chinese property buyer? Let's look at Australia and New Zealand. How do they see it? How do they look at it?
Yeah, it's interesting. So for those that come to our site, the US is the largest viewed country. They get about 40% of the market share. That Australia is a very close second, surprisingly, at 30 to 35%. New Zealand's not far behind. It's about the fifth most viewed country.
Mm.
And we're so far up because I think the motivations behind why Chinese look at real estate internationally are mainly around safety, education, quality of life. And obviously with Australia's stable economy and proximity to China, we're really up there as far as high appeal for Chinese.
I saw a news article somewhere, I can't recall where it was, about Chinese New Year and how the Chinese look at that. They're used to travelling because it's a big time for family, I think, and so therefore they do travel. I was interested to see that 26% of Chinese consumers plan to travel internationally during Chinese New Year this year, but a staggering, almost half of them are going to engage in property hunting during their trip as well. So it's got a dual purpose, really, hasn't it?
It is. It's really interesting how strong that correlation is between the countries they visit as tourists and the countries where they intend to purchase property. Further 57% plan to purchase property in the countries where they're travelling. Another 26% may consider doing so over the course of the year.
Yeah, they're high figures, aren't they? I mean, so they're not just lookers, are they? They're pretty serious buyers.
Very active. And we've seen in our survey of real estate agents, you know, the agents themselves in countries like Australia are seeing it firsthand. And are keenly and firsthand aware of Chinese buyer patterns, particularly over Chinese New Year. So even our agents are getting more educated to how they interact with them.
Will do they normally make contact before they travel? Do they go looking for an agent? And are they happy to deal with Australian English-speaking agents?
Yes, they are. Some of them will, according to our survey, just under 20% will contact the agent before they travel and sort out, engagement plans when they're on the ground. Overall, it's interesting, through our site, I'd say just under half of all the traffic that comes to our site ends up contacting an agent directly. Usually they'll do so via family and friends as being their scouts on the ground for them. And via family and friends in country, and when they get to country is when they tend to sort of interact with agents, Chinese agents and domestic-based agents as well. Usually they have, by the time they arrive, some sort of, English-speaking arsenal in order to engage properly.
Yeah. Have agents in Australia had to put on like an international arm, or can they do it within their existing structure? In other words, are they looking to employ people who they can promote as international agents?
Yeah, great question. And it's something that's really, I think, taken off as far as how local real estate agents across particularly Chinese-centric areas and across our major cities on the East Coast have really started to develop Mandarin speaking capability in their teams. And so, yes, we've seen that quite commonly across the board now. And it's quite surprising. It's very rare to see an agent without some sort of Mandarin capability, particularly in Chinese-centric areas, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. And that obviously helps their conversion rate. You know, it obviously is what they're gearing up for when they're paying out the cost in order to interact with them and get that conversion up. So we've seen that as a strong trend, I think more recently, only in the last 2 to 3 years.
Gavin, I know your survey, you contacted the buyers, but you also contacted a number of agents, as I said in the introduction there. How many of them had said they'd already had contact with Chinese buyers?
So, according to my numbers, about 17% had already had contact prior to Chinese New Year holiday. Mm. So that's a fair significant sum.
Sure is.
From an international, location.
So, yeah.
And most of them expected that, you know, percentage will grow as the connectivity between, mainland China and places like Australia and the ability to contact as well comes easier for them.
Yeah. Gavin Norris, my guest. Gavin is the head of Australia for Jui.com. Gavin, thanks for your time and your insight. Great talking to you, mate.
Thanks, Kevin.
Happy Chinese New Year, mate.
Yeah, Kung Si Fat Chai.
Thank you. Okay.
Cheers, Kevin.